I appreciate everyone's attendance, and I will try to be as courteous with your time as you are with mine. So, with that being said, what I would like to do to start off with is, I think most of us know each other. If there's in fact someone that doesn't know each other, they will be given an opportunity here at this committee to do just a brief introduction, so the committee members can see exactly who they're talking to and what they're talking about. So, if we could start down at the far end, Representative March, I would appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, as you probably know, I'm starting my third term. In 2001, I was on the Committee on Rules, and at that time it was called Rules and Redistricting, I believe, something along those lines. And so it's nice to be back in the rules realm. Election laws always have been a fascinating area as well, and having spent about 6 years as an elections consultant, it's something I have a little interest in. I'm representing District 46 in the center of Portland, and looking forward to working with you.
Great. Representative Greenlick?
I'm Mitch Greenlick, representative from House District 33. It's Steve, it's my understanding that we're not going to do redistricting this session.
We're not?
No, I think not. So much for your experience.
Yeah.
The chair hasn't determined that yet.
The Supreme Court may have, but the chair hasn't.
We're going to preempt them. We do everybody else.
My district is Northwest Portland, all the way west to where it touches the chair's district in North Plains.
That's great. Look forward to having you in the committee. Representative Holby.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Paul Holby. I'm from House District 8, which is South Eugene, South Central, Lane County. And this is my first regular session. I've been appointed almost a year ago to date. I'm looking forward to working with you, learning a little bit about your style and a little bit about this committee. And I'm sure we'll have a great year and hopefully a productive one.
So, thank you. Representative Thatcher.
Guess it's my turn. Excuse me, Kim Thatcher from Kaiser, representing Kaiser, St. Paul, and Newburgh. And I didn't ask for this committee, but I was excited to be on it. And elections, especially in light of some of the recent events in, I guess, around the world, it's very important to me to know that votes are being counted correctly, and of course, the rules issues, too. We'll just see what those are.
Right.
I look forward to serving with you.
Thank you. Representative Farr.
I'm Representative Debbie Farr, and I represent District 14, which is Northwest Eugene, Bethel, Danabo, Santa Clara, Junction City, and Cheshire, and not to exclude Albador. I am a brand-new legislator this session. I served as Chief of Staff for the former State Representative, Representative Pat Farr, during the last legislative session, and now that I'm a policymaker, I'm excited to serve on this committee. I'm going to enjoy working with all of you.
Looking forward to it. Representative Dalta, we're just doing introductions. If you want to just say your district.
I thought this was the lunchroom. Billy Dalta, House District 21, Salem. Thanks.
Thank you.
It is a lunchroom, but it's a brown bag day today.
Oh. Yeah, and you were bringing pizza.
Oh, man.
You didn't get that memo.
Right.
Well, thank you, committee. Obviously, my name is Derek Kitts. I'm the chair of this committee, and most of you know that my district is Greater Hillsborough area, North Plains, parts of Beaverton, Rock Creek, Alloa, and Portland. So it's good to be here. It's an honor to be a chair of this committee, and I'm looking very much forward to working with this committee. It's a very able committee. Committee, at this time, I would like to entertain a motion for the adoption of the committee rules. Thank you, Representative March. Any discussion on the adoption of the committee rules?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Greenlake.
This is the third time I've looked at it, but item 13 still causes me a little question. Good. Staff, maybe help explain what is the limit on reporting the desire to do a minority report?
Until 5 p.m. that day.
The same day.
Same day.
Or there's another option.
Or if it's after the 5 p.m. deadline, then immediately following the meeting, and make an announcement in the meeting that you plan to file a minority report.
At the meeting itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to actually file it within 48 hours of that time, until 5 o'clock.
Correct.
2 days hence.
Correct.
Thank you.
Well, fortunately, we won't have to.
You need to be on the prevailing side.
Any further discussion on the adoption of the committee rules? I then move for a vote. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Oh, aye.
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 Yes.
Aye. Seeing the ayes have it, I declare the adoption, or I declare the rules adopted. Thank you, committee. We'll be moving on to an introduction here of two LCs for these motions will simply be made to refer these LCs to Legislative Council to be assigned a bill number, and then begin through the process as these are be committee bills. So, any discussion? Let's discuss for discussion LC 929, which creates a licensing system for landscape maintenance businesses and landscape maintenance contractors. I'll let Cletus, if you will, go into further description of the bill, please.
This bill prohibits unlicensing landscape maintenance contractors and landscape maintenance business activities effective July 1st, 2006, and it makes a violation to the subject maximum penalty of 1 year imprisonment with a fine of $6,250, fine or both, provides an exception and makes a violation subject to civil penalty not exceeding $2,000. Makes violation of restrictions involving independent contractors subject to a progressive schedule of sanctions. And further expands the definition of landscape contractors.
Any discussion on this LC? Representative Holby.
Mr. Chair, I was thank you. I was just curious, I would like to ask staff, does this mean that a youngster out mowing lawns on the weekend would then have to be licensed to mow lawns for money?
At this point, staff is not prepared for that answer. Until it's a bill, we don't do a summary detail on it or history.
Mr. Chair, if I understand, the purpose of this discussion is whether we want to accept this bill as a committee bill to be introduced in the House.
That is correct.
We'll
discuss the merits of the bill and debate on the bill and whether or not it gets sent out of committee at a later juncture.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Representative Marshall, do you have a question?
I just wanted to state, I haven't, obviously, none of us have had a chance to look at this as a bill. And I certainly probably down the line would want a whole lot more information about it. But given the current purpose, normally I'd vote against this just because it's of the timing. But, I will let it go at this point.
Well, thank you. Any further discussion on LC 929? I would entertain a motion to refer this LC to Legislative Council at this time.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative
Dalto.
Aye.
Representative
Carr.
Aye.
Representative
Greenlee.
Aye.
Representative Colby.
Aye.
Representative Martin.
Aye.
No.
Aye. Seeing that it has a sufficient ayes, I will declare that motion passed to refer LC 99. To move to LC. Thank you. We'll now begin discussion on LC 1731. Staff would just...
Again, this will be effective later in January 1, 2011. The Department of State Police shall establish a base pay for troopers.
Any discussion on LC 1731 at this time? Seeing none, I would ask for a motion to refer LC 1731 to Legislative Council.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Greenlee. This time, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
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 Yes.
Aye. Seeing a unanimous vote, appreciate that. We'll refer that to Legislative Council. I see no further business of this committee at this time, unless any other discussion, anything is required at this time. Great first committee. Committee's adjourned.